It is Tuesday, September 3rd, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Support for KUAF comes from the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, now featuring retail suppliers, including packaging specialists, printing, graphic services, plus local business news from Northwest Arkansas. Subscriptions and more information available at 725-0394 or nwabusinessjournal.com.
Ahead on this edition of the program, a new generation of canning. Jacqueline Froelich goes to a county fair to find out why so many younger people are rediscovering food preservation.
Plus, the finesse required to portray a living, performing legend. Nick Cosgrove, who plays Frankie Valli in Jersey Boys, talks to us about the show opening tonight at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville.
But first, students at Fayetteville High School started the new school year with new facilities as Phase 2 of the renovation and expansion project at the campus was completed over the summer. Phase 1 of the $96 million project recently received LEED Silver accreditation. Alan Wilborn, the Public Communications Director for the Fayetteville School District, says the application for LEED certification involves several factors throughout both the design and construction process.
One of the things that's most noticeable when you're in the new part of the building is the lighting. The design takes tremendous advantage of the available natural light and some great southern views, so which that reduces the number of light fixtures that were needed, and so obviously that reduces the energy cost there. In the construction, 78% of the total waste from Phase 1 was diverted away from landfills. So that you could recover the recyclable materials and all those type situations. So that greatly lessened the impact on local landfills.
Because the building was constructed on an existing site, there was no additional cost to run sewer, water, electrical, and other utility services to the building. In addition to acknowledging the sustainable aspects of the project, Wilburn says the LEED certification shows the school district is being good stewards of taxpayer money by making an investment in a facility he says should last the district another 60 years.
The first Fayetteville High School that was constructed on this site was built in 1952, and it obviously had some modifications and some changes, but it served as well for generations of students attended that school. That's the thought with this particular building, that we know it's structurally sound, it's well built, and is taking advantage of all the new latest technology, and to make it also the safest possible environment in terms of the energy, in terms of all of the paints and finishes that were used are very low in terms of the smells and all those kind of things. So it's a very amenable place to be.
He says district officials have found through the years that students react to their environment, and a clean, well-lit place provides a positive atmosphere conducive to learning. The LEED certification cost about 1% of the overall construction budget, or about $960,000. Wilburn says the entire Fayetteville High School project is the third LEED certified project in the district behind the new Happy Hollow and Butterfield Trail elementary schools.
A deal has been reached with Nordex to repay more than $2.5 million to the state of Arkansas and city of Jonesboro in money received to establish its North American wind turbine manufacturing plant. The company announced earlier this year it would stop production at its Jonesboro plant and would not be able to meet promised employment goals. Joe Holmes with the Arkansas Economic Development Commission says when the state began working with Nordex in 2008, the commission had high hopes the wind energy market would take off. But then Nordex decided to consolidate manufacturing in Germany as a result of uncertainty in the market.
They still have a facility in Jonesboro that will be devoted to storage, training, and service, but it's not going to be employing nearly the people that they thought they were going to employ, which at one time they thought it would be as many as 700. And just given some of the market circumstances, they were never able to approach that.
A total of almost $4 million of the governor's Quick Action Fund was originally paid out for the project. The $2.5 million from Nordex is the largest such payback the state has received.
Beginning today, the city of Bentonville will close Northwest 2nd Street between Northwest A and D Streets. The street will remain closed to through traffic for about 3 weeks as crews replace the water main and service lines located in the street. While residents living in the affected area will be allowed to enter and exit their driveways while the project is underway, any east or westbound through traffic will be required to use West Central until the project is finished.
A recently passed ordinance by the Fayetteville City Council changed regulations for door-to-door soliciting in the city. All permitted vendors and peddlers who go door-to-door must abide by no soliciting signs posted by property owners. As such, the city is offering no soliciting signs to residents free of charge. Currently, the decals can be picked up at the city's Development Services office at 125 West Mountain, or at the mayor's or city clerk's offices in City Hall at 113 West Mountain Street. The signs will be offered at additional locations in the future, and residents can also print off a copy of the sign at the city's website, accessfayetteville.org.
Today is the day for the special election runoff to fill a vacancy on the Springdale City Council. Candidates Rick Culver and Mike Lawson are vying for the Ward 4 Position 1 seat on the council. Polls are open until 7:30 tonight. By the way, the polling place for Washington County precincts previously voting at Smith Elementary has changed. Voters in Precinct 7 and 14 now vote at Calvary Church at 1000 North Gutenson. Voters in Precinct 27 will vote at Oak Grove Church on Oak Grove Road. For a full list of polling places in Washington County, you can visit the county's website, co.washington.ar.us. There are also two polling places in Benton County. Precinct 18 votes at Cave Springs Community Building. Precinct 42 at Bethel Heights Moose Lodge.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals have finished the regular season. The Nats lost the final home game of the season against Tulsa Friday night with a final score of 4-3, and the momentum didn't improve in the three-game road series in Little Rock against the Travelers. The Nats lost Saturday with a final score of 3-2 and were shut out by the Travs Sunday and yesterday. The Naturals finished the 2013 season with a record of 59-81. The 2014 season begins April 3rd. Clear tonight with lows from 54 in northwest Arkansas to 64 in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow with highs from 87 in northwest Arkansas to 91 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly clear tomorrow night with lows from 58 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 63 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.